It's Wednesday, and it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, we feature the Meta Peace Team. The Lansing-based organization is celebrating its 20th anniversary of working to create peace through nonviolent actions in conflict areas around the world. And here to tell us more about Meta Peace Team is its founder, Peter Doherty. Peter, hello. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
And joining him is Peace Team volunteer Anna Malavisi. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Peter, what does the Meta Peace Team do? What are its goals?
Well, our goal is to change the earth, where it's easier for human beings to get along and care about each other and the earth. And so we foster nonviolence. That means alternatives to violence in solving conflicts. So we do nonviolence trainings, giving people hands-on skills, hands-on practice of skills, communicating in their family, where they work. We have in our training hassle lines where somebody is in your face. Can you be grounded? Yes, people realize they have power to try to touch the common ground with somebody who's in their face. And we then practice skills of intervening when there is the threat of actual violence. So we have these are individual skills for people in their lives and where they work.
So it's more a person-to-person dynamic than it is a group-to-group dynamic?
It's also.
What are some of the works you do with groups then?
With groups, we place violence reduction peace teams in conflict and war zones. So here in the United States, there are hate groups on the rise, the number. There are groups that have events where they're afraid of violence at their event because of hate groups who come to town. And so we prepare nonviolent peace teams. We wear a bright yellow vest that says peace team. We work as a disciplined nonviolent army, whether we're a few people or 100 as a trained, disciplined, nonviolent peace force. So we do this, and we do this internationally as well, in conflict and war zones, such as Palestine, Israel, such as we're going to Honduras this fall. Honduras is growing in violence. Groups invite us in because they're afraid of violence. So this stuff works. We've been told at times we've saved lives. What our goal is to create a safe space to protect everybody, and so that groups can do their own work of taking back their power as human beings in a nonviolent way.
Anna Malavisi, why did you get involved with Meta Peace Team, and describe your work for us? What do you do with the group?
Okay, well, I sort of came across the Meta Peace Team by accident, and I'm actually a philosophy graduate student doing my PhD in philosophy, so I think about violence a lot and study the theory of violence. So I decided to join Meta Peace Team to sort of do a bit of the practical work and trying to reduce violence through nonviolence practice. The philosophy of the Meta Peace Team is just fantastic in a sense where what we do is I've participated in a couple of domestic rallies here in Lansing, like for example the Right to Work rally that took place a few months ago. So we're a presence. We're a presence, a powerful presence, I would say, that is there within the crowd just to sort of maintain sort of peace, I suppose.
That was a very tense day, December 9th or 10th.
It was.
Down the state capitol. I was there. A lot of people were there. What did you literally do?
Well, it was quite tense at moments, actually, because we had to try and reduce confrontations between the different sort of groups that were there. Sort of the possibility that further, you know, violence would be escalated sort of thing. So I think we did a great job there in trying to sort of just by our presence, really. We didn't actually have to do a lot.
Well, actually, one of the small affinity teams broke up 6 fights. Mm. Our affinity team actually kept someone from being brutally beaten up by the crowd, was antagonizing the crowd and seemed not aware that he was in danger, and finally convinced him we got to leave and escorted him out of the crowd so he wouldn't be brutally beaten. It was that close.
Is this the guy that ended up on Fox, the Fox commentator? I think his name is Crowder.
I don't know.
Do you know? Okay.
I don't know.
He was down there too and got an awful lot of play. and was some anti-right to work people went at him, and it made the news. A peace team is headed, as you pointed out, Peter, to the Palestinian territories here soon. Where exactly are you going and why?
In the West Bank. We've been asked by Palestinians to come and be a presence because it makes a difference if internationals are present. And we're very identifiable when we are in these places. At nonviolent demonstrations by Palestinians, we will be there and often in the bigger places, bigger rallies, with other internationals. And
Do you go to Israel? I mean, to what extent do you engage Palestinians as opposed to Israelis?
We haven't been invited in Israel by
Okay, so Israel. you only go where you're invited.
We only go where we're invited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't just arrogantly say, oh, we're going to place a team somewhere.
Okay.
We go where a group has asked us to come, such as at the McVeigh execution, concern for violence in that death penalty situation and other places. This is what we do.
Anna, what advice? You talked about theories of violence that you've dealt with in your studies. Tell us a little bit more about that. What's the most profound thing you've learned about violence and how it happens in your study?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When we talk about the theory of violence, we're looking at, you know, this theorist that will talk about that human nature is naturally violent. And is that so, sort of thing? I think there's a lot you need to argue for and against it. But I mean, I think as human beings, we are, so there is a natural good in us. And yes, there is sort of some situations which will provoke being violent. And, you know, other philosophers will talk about that humans are inherently evil. You know what I mean? So it's sort of like, where's that fine line? I think at the end of the day, what the aim is to really reduce violence. Violence is not productive in any sense, I don't think. So, we have the theory on one side, but also the practice is very important. And I think that's what Meta Peace Team does.
When we're on a peace team, we don't belong to any group, even the inviting group. We will talk to all people, and we're not a part of any. We want to help keep everyone safe using whatever leverage we have as a peace team.
What's been your most influential moment as a volunteer, Anna?
I think the Right to Work rally, the importance of being there and importance of mitigating violence through nonviolence practice, through a presence, a powerful, silent presence at times, just trying to get people to realize that we have to do something about violence.
Peter, you've been in this community a long time. Did you ever think that your did you ever think that your group would have a profile on the Capitol lawn, or had you been there before?
Had you been at
demonstrations on the Capitol lawn
before
Right to Work?
Before we created the Meta Peace Team, in fact. Yeah. How do we reduce violence? So for the last 20 years, yes, we've been at demonstrations at the Capitol and invited to Washington, D.C. at the beginning of the Occupy. We did 2 days of nonviolence training and helped them create a peace team. We've been in California.
How can people get involved and learn more about your organization?
MetaPeaceTeam.org. We have a wonderful website that gets about 500,000 hits a month from around the world. This attracts people. We have interns that come from other countries because they're attracted to this. We don't just talk about it. We attempt to try to do it.
Hmm. Peter Dougherty is the founder of Meta Peace Team, and Anna Malavisi is a Peace Team volunteer. Thanks to both of you for joining us today on Current State.
Thanks, Mark.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there doing great work. We just don't know about them. So let us know about them. If you'd like one to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.